Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. So you teach at Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
It's a nice
broad question. You can go any way you want with it, good or bad.
You know, I'm a Princeton PhD, honorary member of the class of 82. I'm a Morehouse man who has spent a large amount of his life in Princeton's orange and black. I chose to come back to Princeton because it's a liberal arts institution on steroids. There's an intimacy, an intensity to the teaching that I just absolutely love. I have some amazing colleagues in African American studies and across campus, but Princeton is a decidedly conservative space. Jimmy hated Princeton. There's a story of him hurling a glass at a waitress who refused to serve him on Route 1 and then having to run for his life. Princeton's also the institution that Eugene O'Neill couldn't stand, that Edward Said barely survived. You know, it's the Southern Ivy. Thank God for Dartmouth.
We're going to get some letters.
You know,
address your letters to Professor Eddie Glaude. You want to rag on some other Ivy?
No,
stars?
I'm just saying, you know, in terms of the reputation here, you know. So, you know, it's a wondrous place with a whole host of problems, and it has to figure out how it's going to be in the 21st century, and it's trying its best to do so.
Was the removal of the name Woodrow Wilson, former not just president of the United States, but president of Princeton, was that long overdue?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, several generations of folk have been clamoring for his name to come down. Could you imagine? Paul Robeson couldn't go to Princeton because of Woodrow Wilson. That's kind of crude, but, you know, Princeton is late in the game in terms of admitting African-Americans and women. You know, so all you got to do is come to a Princeton parade in reunions, and you could just see the history of Princeton marching as the classes go by, right? It's so late. Precisely because it's the place where Southern elites sent their children. I think it's long overdue. Woodrow Wilson is a central part of who Princeton is. The modern Princeton would not exist if it was not for him. But saying that is not to say that he is the billboard of what Princeton University in 2020 values. History constantly changes. Our assessment of it changes as we ask different questions. So it makes sense that we look to a Princeton that reflects the world that we inhabit and the Princeton that we aspire to be. And that will require, I think, not discarding Woodrow Wilson, but telling a more complex story about who he is, what he did, and using other images and names to billboard who we are and what we value.
Was there significant opposition to the removal of the name by faculty and alums, to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge. You know, it might have something to do with the way it was announced, but not to my knowledge.
Do you have, in light of how you think about the country and your writings about James Baldwin and about the quote-unquote lie that we discussed, do you have a definition of patriotism?
Oh, you know, it's just, you know, love of country.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. It might be, and depending upon how it's expressed, it could be an idolatrous love of country.
Should it be unconditional?
Oh, hell no. Absolutely not. I don't see myself as a patriot in any standard sense of the word. I'm so much more interested than having the love of country motivate how I live in the world. Then I'm more interested in living for a more just world. Right? That the aspiration for a just set of arrangements where you and I and others are standing in right relation serves as the motivation for how I embrace and critique my country.
Thank you again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday with Ann Milgram and me, and stay tuned every Thursday.